Okay, maybe we can get underway. Welcome everyone, I'm glad we had such a good turnout. If people want to move in closer, feel free, because you'll find your piece. Basically, the people will be speaking from here, one by one. We've got a panel of four people. My name's Jim Guild. I'm a volunteer with the Halifax-based group, Canadians, Arabs, and Jews for a Just Peace, and I'll be your moderator tonight. As you know, the topic of tonight's panel discussion is called Silencing Israel's Critics. We have a great panel tonight, and the only silencing of Israel's critics tonight will be me trying to keep them to reasonable time limits. With us tonight are retired UNV professor John Thompson, veteran news producer and journalism director Bruce Wart, you saw him, freelance writer and one-man trade mission to Gaza, Miles Howe, who was here a minute ago, but he'll be back.
He's here.
I'm sorry, you were over there, you disappeared, okay. I'm sorry. Yes. And Jane McMillan, also with Canadians, Arabs, and Jews for Just Peace. How we'll proceed, we'll hear from each panelist, then we'll open the floor to questions, and then we'll have closing comments from each panelist, focusing a bit on what might we do to make the situation better in terms of understanding what's going on in Israel and providing more public attention to it. It's really no accident that the media generally give Israel favorable coverage and virtually ignore the daily lives of Palestinians. The vast majority of news and feature stories in Israel-Palestine fail to mention the illegal occupation and seldom quote Palestinians in their coverage. In the handout, that's just a short release on a recent review I did of Nova Scotia daily newspaper coverage in the last 6 months in terms of how many. It was really a word, it had a database, you say, put the word in Israel, and it pumps out all the stories that have Israel in it. And this was how many stories had Israel in it. And then I asked, what about Palestinians? And this was how many stories had Palestinian in it. And then I put in Palestine, and there were 467 of these, 668 of these, and 22 of these. And two of these, the word Palestine was followed by the word lentils and rice. So it wasn't talked about the occupation. So what we're looking at tonight is, why is that? Why is there such a disproportionate coverage of the perspective of Israel compared to Palestinians? And that's in terms of the news. Also, we'll be, our first speaker is going to be looking at the situation in universities. And universities are very important. It's very important to Israel and the Israeli lobby. In fact, this past year, when they had Israel apartheid activities in many countries, in many universities, the government of Israel trained 100 people, including IDF soldiers, and sent them to these countries. Countries where universities were having these activities so they could essentially participate in the activities or organize alternate activities. So it's something that what's happening at the universities, what's discussed and not discussed, is very important in terms of the overall strategy that Israel has. Before I start, I'll point out that we'll be circulating a sign-up sheet for anyone interested in being on our email contact list. In terms, mainly it's to find out about other upcoming activities or actions, and occasionally we might send out an article or something that is of particular interest. But that is not, that's more an occasional event. You're not signing up to something where you're going to get 10 emails a day from us about what's going on, although that would be possible. And I'd urge you, here they are here, I'd urge you to if you've already signed up with us, you don't need to again. And if you do sign up, please print very carefully, because as you know, if the computer one letter wrong, you might as well have the whole thing wrong. And I think it's very difficult to try to track somebody down if I misread the email address. Okay, that's enough for now. And in terms of introductions, let's get on with it. And we're really fortunate to have John Thompson here. He's a professor emeritus of mathematics and statistics at University of New Brunswick, and is the author of the recent book, No Debate, The Israel Lobby and Free Speech at Canadian University. He was the chair of the independent investigation of the unfair treatment of medical researcher Dr. Nancy Olivieri at Sick Children's Hospital, Toronto, and he wrote the report on that famous whistleblowing case. And actually, that's why he's here, because he's here to celebrate the fact that Dalhousie University is that Dr. Olivieri is getting an honorary doctorate from Dalhousie University. So we're lucky he was able to make the trip for that, and so we made use of him while he's here. So I guess it's up to you now. You can tell us about the land of academic freedom and the Israel lobby. Thank you, Dr. Thompson.